You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Aston Villa at home. If you want the last game of the season to get some points, this is the one. There. Like I said, they're on 68 points. So a win and Tottenham losing is the only thing that will do for them, because Tottenham have got such a better goal difference than North London rivals. It's plus 38 Spurs, plus 25 Arsenal. So they need Tottenham to lose, and they need to beat Villa, which doesn't seem like that hard a task. They've picked up 1 point from a possible 36 in the Premier League. That was that draw against Newcastle United, of course, that 0-0. And away from home, they've been conceding goals and barely scoring any. DK, Arsenal, I mean, you know, their shins must be black and blue from kicking themselves about this season. I'm still incredulous that they've let this happen, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Of all the seasons, you know, to allow Tottenham to finish above them potentially, and Leicester to win the title is staggering to me, and they will never get a better opportunity than this. In terms of the prices, I haven't got too much good news. 1-7 Arsenal, 18-1 Aston Villa, 13-2 the draw. This is kind of like 4 or 5 years ago prices, when you had solid, consistent, very, very good teams against fodder.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I think this could be, Derek, one of the, if not the biggest, one of the biggest prices we've seen all season.
Oh,
Aston Villa.
It must be the biggest, sure.
To win away from home.
Well, it could be. But is that 18-1 the odds, or your idea of the final scoreline?
I think they're going to get murdered, aren't they, Aston Villa?
Yeah.
But Lee's right in what he says about Arsenal in terms of blowing that opportunity, and it's been down to the midfield, I think, mainly. I know Olivier Giroud has had his critics, particularly Arsenal fans, and even though he went through that spell where he didn't score in 15 weeks in the Premier League, 15 games in the Premier League, got one last week against Manchester City at the Etihad and played really well in that game. And Arsenal fans have every right to get frustrated with him. But in midfield, they've not had anyone with any real steel in their all season. They've got players like Aaron Ramsey, like Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil, that are intricate players that play with guile, but when you need someone with substance to really step up and grab a game by the scruff of the neck, they've not got anyone of that ilk, Arsenal, and that's Arsene Wenger's fault for not signing anyone like that. When he had Patrick Vieira, Emmanuel Petit, they had players with real steel, and they're not going to need anyone with steel in this game. They could play with nine men and beat Aston Villa on Sunday. I like the headline now for the enhanced odds offer here. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win. Even money tempts me. I thought he played brilliantly at the Etihad, and Arsenal have got a great record in this fixture as well. They've won 9 of their last 11 with Aston Villa in all competitions. And Arsenal have actually scored 14 goals without reply in their last 4 games against Aston Villa. Arsenal to win to nil in this match is 4-5. It has been backed in from 5-6, in fact, but that's what will happen. Arsenal will win 2-0 and Olivier Giroud will get on the score sheet.
Yeah, they've conceded 37 goals in the Premier League away from home this season, Derek, as well. Aston Villa, it's difficult. I mean, even for the value hunter like yourself, 18-1, you know, it might be in this season in the Premier League, maybe it's worth a quid.
No, it's not. No, it might be any other team, maybe, but not Villa. I mean, you know, even when they had something to play for, they didn't play. You know, they just want the season to finish. There'll be no interest on Villa's part. Arsenal win this in a cakewalk. They won 5-0 in this fixture last season. It could easily be that. I mean, the even money to win, to cover a 2-goal handicap, you know, to win by 3 or more. I mean, that looks nailed on to me. Just put your bet on, wait 90 minutes, go and collect. It's just, that's how simple it looks. And I take issue, by the way, with, Arsenal will be kicking themselves for not winning this title. Why should they have won the title? I'm looking at Arsenal's team, and I see nothing there that says title winners to me. I really don't. I just think this is a... I think one of the regular fixtures this season has been Mohamed Elneny in midfield. I've watched that guy, and I cannot see anything. I cannot see how he's getting a game in a top four Premier League side. This is a bang average Arsenal squad, and actually, in my eyes, they've done well to finish third. Seriously.
I guess what I'm thinking is, from their own perspective, you know, if they see themselves as genuine title contenders, you know, in the bracket of, you know, City. I'm not saying they're alone, right, by the way. You know, City and Chelsea, obviously, you know, these other teams, you know, to a certain extent, Man United, I guess, but you wouldn't maybe have expected them to win the title. But, I mean, it's just a lack of consistency they've shown, I guess. They could have won the title. You know, the right team has won the title, but they should have been a lot closer. You know, you're right. I mean, they are where they are for a reason, but 12 points off Leicester.
Yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous,
isn't it? They've had a couple of really bad injuries. I'm not playing devil's advocate.
They always do.
And people have said that it's to do with the conditioning and the training regime that's adopted at the Emirates. But Francis Coquelin has been out, and he was the one guy that I know you love, that defensive midfielder, that guy that just holds in front of the back four, Derek. He was doing that job for Arsenal. And Jack Wilshere, of course, has been a long-term absentee. Now they've got Danny Welbeck on the sidelines for 9 months. I'm just waiting for Arsene Wenger, when Welbeck comes back, to say, it's like we've got a new signing here in Danny Welbeck. Because that's bound to be reeled out in 6 months after the season starts when he comes back. But yeah, they've been affected by injuries. But Derek's right. There's nothing in that side to suggest they should be title winners, in all honesty. The squad's not good enough.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.